Please turn to hymn number 236. We'll stand and sing stanzas 1 and 3. There are two great themes or rivers of thought that occur during the season of Lent. First of all, the fact that it's 40 days reminds us that this is our time in the wilderness to face our demons, just as Christ faced them when he was tempted in the wilderness. And for that reason, and we are singing it in some of the hymns that we're going to sing for chapel this week, that idea of the struggle, the Christian struggle with temptation and sin and fear of death, all of those things that they just dog at us throughout life. And it's a reminder to us that the fight is in fact real. Even though the victory is won in Christ, the fight is real for all of us in our own hearts. We know this. We sense it. Every day, it's not just the secret sins. It's what we want to do, we don't do, and what we shouldn't do, we do. And it's a Pauline dilemma, of course. And so that is one of the things we think about during Lent. And then, of course, the other thing that we think about during Lent, which is maybe the primary thing, is that we use this as a time to meditate upon Christ's suffering for us, which then is such a blessing because it takes us away from the inner struggle and turns our eyes outward to him to see what he has done for us. That's an objective truth. Despite the inner turmoil, the peace has been purchased for us by his suffering and death. Turn now to hymn 296. A litany is a prayer that usually is spoken by at least two people, sometimes by a congregation divided into two groups of prayers. We use it frequently on a Sunday morning when we'll say, "In peace, let us pray to the Lord," and then everyone responds, "Lord, have mercy." That's an example of how a litany works. And this particular hymn is a prayer based on the idea that again, looking outside of ourselves, looking to what Christ has done for us, not just in his passion, but throughout his entire perfect life by which we are given new life. Now, this morning when we do this, what I'm going to ask you to do is the first line, Savior, when in dust to thee, low we bow the adoring knee. I want that side of the room to sing. You see where I'm pointing? That side. And then second line, when repentant to the skies, etc., that'll be your part to sing. And then when we come to the third line, oh, by all, we'll all sing together. Everybody clear on how that's going to go? And we'll do that with all four stanzas. I got to turn this off.
Thank you.
Now, we won't go far for our third and final hymn. We'll turn across the page to hymn number 297. Wonderful text inspired by the prophet Isaiah. And let's stand and sing all four stanzas because I know this is a favorite.
Good morning, everyone. In about 15 minutes, we will start our Apologetics and Worldview Conference today. So all of the students are welcome to remain. Since we do have time, 15 minutes, you're welcome to go back and browse the tables back there. And the table from the Apologetics Center has some programs, so be sure to pick up one of those colored, stapled, multi-page programs. You'll want that as your guide for today. And if anyone has any questions, you can come up here and find me in the meantime. But a blessed advising day to you all, and I hope that many of you can stay throughout the day for the different sessions. Thank you.